And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
And more clues to the Sunday survey on the way shortly. It's 11:32. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. That'll be the 60-second challenge. And up for the challenge this morning, one of our regular listeners, although we've not heard from her for a bit, we say good morning to Patricia Goff in Overpool. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning, Dave. Hi.
How are you this morning?
All right, thank you. You?
I'm fine, thanks. Now, just update us on what's happened since we last spoke to you about a month ago. Have you changed your job again? Have you been up to anything interesting?
Well, that's funny you should say that, because I have another job now.
Wow.
But it's in between the others. Yeah, at school.
Right.
With the children, so it's just like temporary, though.
Right. And what are you doing in the school with the kids?
Skipping around the playground, standing on my head, cutting up the dinners,
right.
The usual.
One of the dinner ladies, as they used to call them in my
yeah,
day.
Yeah, they call them midday assistant, but they are dinner ladies.
Of course they are. Brilliant. And you enjoy that, do you?
Yes.
Brilliant. Excellent. Right, okay. Well, you've done this before, so you know how it works. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass, and we'll move on. Okay?
Thank you.
Good luck, and here they come. Who was the leader of the Sunshine Band?
Casey.
Complete this 80s band name. Curiosity.
Killed the Cat.
Which group was Chrissy Hynde the lead singer of?
The Pretenders.
Who recorded A Whiter Shade of Pale in the 60s?
Procol Harum.
Who was the lead singer of Pulp?
Jack Pass.
Which surname is shared by Jackie and Mary?
Smith.
Say again.
Smith.
Who was the lead singer of The Faces?
Rod Stewart or Steve Marriott.
Complete the name of this 80s group, The Fine Young...
Cannibals.
Which group took Mamma Mia to number one in 75?
ABBA.
Which group's only number one was Down Down?
Status Quo.
Who recorded Galveston and Wichita Lineman?
Glen Campbell.
And which 60s group was Peter Noon the lead singer of?
Herman's Hermes.
You're going to go for Herman's Hermes. Well, that's a pretty impressive round. Let's see how many you got. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. You passed on one and you got one wrong, so that means you've got 10 out of 12. Well done.
Not bad at all.
Jarvis Cocker it was.
I've got a jogging one hand, you see.
Brilliant. So you slipped up on that one. And the other one, which was probably a tricky one, Jackie and Mary, not Smith, but Jackie Wilson.
Reek Petit and Mary Wilson, just what
I always wanted, yeah.
You're thinking of a girl, I think, with that, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose you are. Well, it's a boy and a girl, really, isn't it? Jackie Wilson and Mary Wilson. Yeah, a tricky question, but nevertheless, it's going to be a difficult score to beat. 10 out of 12 with just one pass. Thanks for taking part.
Thank you, Dave.
Enjoy your new job, and we'll have you back on the radio again very soon.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye then.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Always does well, doesn't she? And that's created a bit of a problem now, because lots of people are going to be reluctant to get in touch, because it's a difficult score to beat. But if you fancy having a go, get in touch now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. If you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Patricia Goff get a score of 10 out of 12 with just one pass. Hoping to beat that score, somebody that usually does well on the quiz. Say good afternoon to Ange Fairweather in Saltney. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
What have you been up to since we last spoke to you way back in March?
Oh, well, we've been renovating my daughter's bought a house with her boyfriend. So
right.
We're property together, so, you know, it's like you buy it, it looks amazing, but then it needs all the plaster knocking off, rewiring.
Yes, yes.
So we've been doing that.
And you've been doing that, yeah. And
my husband's been doing the majority of it. I've been cleaning up.
You've been cleaning up and making the tea and coffee, I'm guessing.
That's absolutely right.
And I bet it looks brilliant now, does it?
No, it's bare brick and no ceilings.
So there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, but we can't do that. We're getting the masters in.
Get the experts in. That makes sense.
I'm just getting ready to go uptown with some good friends of mine, Helen and Phil. So we're going to make the most of the bank holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Enjoy it while you can. And the weather's not too bad anyway, is it?
We'll be in the pub. Don't mind about the weather.
No, absolutely. It's just nice having a break, isn't it? Right. Were you listening when Patricia was on earlier on, or were you busy?
I was.
Right. How many of those 12 would you have got right, do you reckon?
I got 11. I got the last one wrong. Was that the Peter Noon one?
The Peter Noon, before your time, Herman's Hermits, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Right. But you got all the others right. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's see how you do on yours. 10 out of 12 with one pass is the score to beat. As always, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you well know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which city were Frankie Goes to Hollywood from?
Liverpool.
Which group's lead vocalist is Axl Rose?
Guns N' Roses.
Who was the youngest member of the Gibb Brothers?
Andy.
How many steps to heaven did Eddie Cochran sing about?
Three.
Whose backing group were called the Blue Flames?
Johnny Ray, I can't remember.
Which 60s group included the brothers Ray and Dave Davis?
The Kinks.
Which singer once played football for Real Madrid?
Which singer?
Singer, yeah.
Rod Stewart.
Which song was recorded by both Roberta Flack and the Fugees?
Killing Me Softly.
How was Linda Eastman better known?
Linda Ronstadt.
And what was the name of Huey Lewis's backing group?
The News.
Which Midland city did 60s group The Move come from?
Hull.
And which American singer gave birth to a baby called Lords back in 1996? And you can answer
Madonna. Them.
You're going to go for Madonna on that one. Right, you had some tricky ones there. Let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So exactly the same number of questions as Patricia. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions. Right, so unfortunately, she beat you by two today.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's fine. It's, what's the Blue Flame? It's not Georgie something.
It was, yes. I know it's before
Georgie
your time. Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames was that one. The singer who once played football for Real Madrid. Now, you gave a good answer there. That wasn't right. Rod Stewart, because he did actually get a trial for, I think it was Brentford Football Club, before he became famous. But it wasn't him. It was Julio Iglesias we were looking for.
Could have guessed that.
Yeah, possibly, but a tricky one. And Linda Eastman, she married a member of the Beatles, and she became Linda McCartney, of course.
Yeah.
And the you're not going to live this one down with your friends. Which Midland city did 60s group The Move come from? You said Hull. Which isn't in the Midlands.
I know, is it Birmingham?
It is Birmingham, yes.
Yeah,
but
is that Roy, that wizard in charge this evening?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah,
Roy Wood was, and also Jeff Lynne came in later, but Roy Wood was certainly in The Move, and then he went on to form Wizard after that. Right, narrowly beaten this week, but a good score. Thanks for taking part. Enjoy your bank holiday, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Ange. Bye-bye now. Bye. Two high-scoring rounds this week. Well done to both of our contestants. The runner-up was Ange Fairweather, and this week's winner was Patricia Goff.